This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Anders every week. Now, Hillary Clinton is smiling. She's happy. What is she happy about again?
She's happy that unless indicted, she's going to win the nomination.
Okay, so just a general happiness.
You'd be, if you had that, you'd be happy too. Although I have no idea what's in your past, whether you'd be indicted
or not. I would probably be indicted just on general principle of disturbing the peace.
Yes.
But I'm watching Hillary Clinton, and there she's standing with her husband, the former president, and they're just so happy by losing 20 points to a 74-year-old socialist. I don't know if I would have been that happy.
I thought she played it well.
I thought she played it more like Cam Newton. I thought she should have worn a hoodie, got out there and brooded, and then ran off the stage. That's what I would have done.
And Cam Newton came closer to winning than she did.
I know. But all right, this is phony politics. Casey.
You get kind of giddy around 11 o'clock, don't you?
Yeah, I'm always this way. I just mask it earlier. Casey.
Well, I guess highlights or lowlights last night, Scott, of the reporting from O'Reilly and Krautheimer with what happened in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders, no surprise, as expected. But, you know, when you look at the harsh reality of a 21-point win over Hillary Clinton, you know, it's a bit stinging. And maybe she was happy just to get out of town and figure, hey, let's look at something brighter. You know, South Carolina and, of course, the rest of the primaries look pretty good for her. Again, they're just saying that her strength is the minority. So we'll see how that plays out, huh?
Well, she was in his home turf for the most part. I mean, he's a senator from Vermont, so she's pretty much in his home turf. So he should have resonated well with those voters. But 21 points, that seems like a lot. And if he had won Iowa at this point, you would be saying that. And she only won Iowa because she won 6 coin flips. So,
which we still can't figure out, you know, how you work that. I think Debbie Wasserman used her tails I win, you know, heads you lose kind of thing. You know, I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be so happy if I were here. And he's resonating well with the youth. He's getting a lot of youth voters coming out because, you know, free things. Free things are good.
Is it like deja vu for her all over again, though, Scott? I mean, you know, she went through this with Barack Obama. And, I mean, this is tough. Tough deal.
I mean, it's got to be kind of like deja vu, except for this time she's getting beat by somebody older than her. Like, the Obama thing made sense because he was a younger guy, a young guy coming out with enthusiasm and pulling in the youth vote. For this time around, she's getting beat by an old man.
and losing the youth edge and being aligned with old school and archaism and which is kind of ironic, you know, as you say, a 74-year-old socialist, you know, just creaming her. I mean, to the point that even Madeleine Albright and Gloria Steinem couldn't turn the wave there. I mean, it's just it is amazing. But that's what happens, you know, when consumers and the public, you know, they come up against you and there is a barrier to entry and there seems to be one solid against Hillary Clinton. It's almost like as if they were just looking for an excuse to not like her.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that what it seems like to you too?
It does feel like that. And at the same time, it's something that she's earned. She's earned that.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah. Well, you know, it's Donald Trump, on the other hand, then you got Donald Trump, who is the other side of the of the bookend there, gaining momentum. He leaves New Hampshire with a needed victory, and then you've got the three bunched together. Kasich surprised, a little bit of surprise at number two, but it was like all or nothing for him there. And, you know, Jeb survives, and, you know, Cruz and Rubio. And I liked Rubio. Rubio had a lot of class. He took the hit. He said, hey, it's on me. It's not on you, he told his supporters. But anyway, of course, we'll be talking more about it. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 4 minutes after the top of the hour.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, it's Bill Martinez live here at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, and we've got the one and only Betsy McCoy with us, a senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research, also author of the book Beating Obamacare. Betsy, how are we doing?
We're doing fine, but I'm watching the Zika virus very carefully because people in many parts of the country are going to be vulnerable to this, especially when mosquito season really hits April to October, for example.
Well, we know POTUS has been downplaying the potential danger of the Zika virus, and the CDC came out yesterday trying to calm everybody, but, you know, thank goodness for you.
Well, that's the problem, Bill.
Yes.
Let me just point out, the CDC has a big mission confusion ailment. Mm-hmm. The CDC seems to believe that its mission is to allay concern. Its real mission is to control the spread of infectious disease and to deal honestly with Americans about what that threat could be.
Exactly.
And to simply say Americans won't die from the Zika virus or we only expect a small outbreak isn't really its mission. Talk straight to us. We don't know whether it will be a small outbreak or a medium-sized outbreak, but the fact is, if your child is born with an abnormally small head and permanent retardation, that is one heck of an outbreak.
Exactly. Well, as you say, the president I'm talking about is referring to this almost like a JV virus, which is similar to what he said about ISIS, right?
Exactly. And he said no one's going to die from the Zika virus. That's also not true because some adults who contract this virus develop Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a nervous ailment. It affects your nervous system. It isn't always fatal, but sometimes it is. And it often causes long-term paralysis that can last a year or more. That's a serious problem.
Well, when you consider that several countries in the Western Hemisphere, as you've written, Betsy, are urging women to delay even getting pregnant for up to 2 years, and countries with total bans on abortion are being encouraged to suspend them altogether, what does that tell you?
Well, it's a very, very serious problem. But dealing with the United States, the types of mosquitoes that carry this disease, well, one type is found all along the southern border of the United States. I mean Florida, Louisiana, Texas, Southern California. And people who live in that region will be vulnerable to the Zika virus 12 months of the year.
Mm.
But there's a much larger band of the United States that actually comes as far north as New York City, right, and probably Columbus, Ohio, and extends into the Midwest, and that has a related mosquito called the tiger mosquito that is also known to be capable of carrying this virus, maybe not as efficiently as the mosquito found along the southern border, but nevertheless, there's no doubt that this tiger mosquito can carry the virus.
Well, Betsy, you're reporting that as many as 22 million Americans could be exposed.
Well, definitely. And what we have to do is make sure that our local health departments are ready with mosquito eradicating equipment. Now, you don't hear the CDC talk about that because the environmental wackos are afraid that if we eliminate one of the 3,000 species of mosquitoes, we're doing permanent damage to the environment. But if I'm confronted with a choice between preserving that 3,000th species of mosquito or protecting newborns from permanent brain damage, guess what I'm picking?
Exactly. Well, you know, why would it not follow? I mean, this is the same kind of logic that opens the door to refugees coming in at will into this country without any kind of sense of responsibility to the existing citizenship.
Yes. So, once again, focusing just on this for a second, the Zika virus, our public health departments have to reevaluate what their role is. It happened in New York City, for example, too. The health department immediately said, Zika virus, it could never come here. And then the very next day, they had to walk that back and say, well, no, in fact, from April to October, we could be hit with the Zika virus. But public health officials, they just seem to think that their mission in life is to say, no danger, no danger, instead of, here's the size of this danger and here's what we're going to do to protect you from it.
Well, Betsy, and you also state that the CDC is flatly refusing, to offer any kind of help on a state or local level, saying that that's not their job. But yet, we're spending millions of dollars in foreign countries to fight mosquito-borne illnesses. What is the logic here?
Today, the president announced a $1.8 billion increase in his budget request to fund efforts to combat Zika. And I've just been pouring through that budget, and he does allocate several hundred million dollars to the CDC. And I'm hoping that that money will be spent largely within the United States doing exactly what should be done, which is to equip local health departments with the equipment and training to eradicate mosquitoes.
Exactly.
What they said in the press release was, well, we're going to buy screens for low-income women. You know, that's not enough. People can get a mosquito bite the minute they open the door. And this mosquito actually lives very well inside your home. It doesn't even have to be outside the home. So we need a systematic mosquito eradication program in this country. We did it once 50 years ago. We should do it again.
Well, why is it that we can't learn from the past, and this current administration wants to reinvent the wheel and come up with something so academic and JV-like, like what you're talking about in your article here, just offering travel warnings and advising pregnant women to wear long sleeves and pants?
Imagine being a woman who's pregnant or getting pregnant and she's told to wear long sleeves. That's not enough to protect you from a mosquito bite. What about your face? What about your ankles? And these mosquitoes, by the way, are very aggressive. One of the reasons that the Albopictus mosquito, the one that lives in the broad swath of area, including Ohio and New York and Pennsylvania, is called the tiger mosquito, is because it's such an aggressive biter.
And this is amazing that we would try to combat it with such a minimal amount of protection like this. And as you say, it just reinforces that mission confusion that the CDC is suffering from.
Well, this is the same CDC that's trying to tell us what size soda we should have, what our kids should eat at school. We can handle that, Bill.
Yes,
let's
exactly.
deal with the things, the threats that we can't as individuals handle. That's what the federal government should be dealing with, like a threat of this nature.
Exactly. Well, and as you liken the comparison with the way they handled Ebola.
Exactly. It's the same laughable catching up from behind. The first week they said only pregnant women. Then they said, well, maybe it's in sperm, so sexual activity might also be dangerous. Then, well, maybe it's in saliva. Why don't you just hold off at offering these reassurances till you get the facts?
Well, we're talking with Betsy McCoy, chairman of the Committee to Reduce Infectious Disease, a senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research, and author of Beating Obamacare. We've got more from Betsy coming up right after the break. Stay with us, America.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improves the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation continues with the one and only Betsy McCoy. You know, if you're a white male looking for a job, your search just got harder. This is what Betsy has written here. Claiming women aren't getting paid enough, President Obama wants to make it easier to accuse employers of gender discrimination and hit them with class action lawsuits. A new regulation proposed will require all employers with 100 or more workers to report how much their workforce is being paid, broken down by race and gender. And we hear a collective oh-oh from east to west on this one, Betsy.
Oh, it's really a terrible problem. This rule, which is slated to go into effect in another year, will mean that, say you're a white man, right, and you're on the job and you're working hard and you're hoping to get a raise, you're up for a raise, and, you know, you're qualified for this raise, but your employer is now going to have to report all of his workers in age bands and describe each age band according to how many Latinos, how many blacks, how many women. So if you're working hard and you want that raise, but your employer looks at the age band above yours and says, oh, I'm sorry, we've already got five white men in there, we need a woman or a black, you know what? You're not going to get that raise. Tough luck for you.
Exactly.
I mean, whatever happened to merit?
No. Yeah, it's out the door. I mean, we are in the age of mediocrity, and that's this union mentality that I've struggled with forever, Betsy, is that it thwarts the high achieving and those that are needed in the workplace, and this is why our U.S. government is so mediocre on so many levels.
And, you know, pigeonholing people like this is so demoralizing, but it's also very one-sided. Now, we all watched the Super Bowl game, right, this weekend?
Right.
When the Denver Broncos ran out onto the field and you saw that the team was 72% black, did you say, where are the Asian players?
Exactly.
Right. But, no. You know, why is it so one-sided?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and well, because that's what works, right? I mean, these are the ones that are performing. And you're going to all of a sudden say, okay, you can't perform that way or you can't make that kind of money because, because of the wage gap and the government's going to control the field of play and our sporting events as well.
Right, but nobody ever said there are too many black singers at Motown, right?
Mm-hmm,
but now
yes.
They're giving the Oscar people a hard time about these theatrical awards. When you get to the top of the pyramid, whether it's the tech companies in Silicon Valley, or Hollywood or the NFL, merit should be the only consideration. But somehow that's not working well, right?
Well, because now, that's all, you know, it's all part of the free market system. We can't have the free market system because there just has to be something wrong with it, in spite of America's success with it.
It's very discouraging. But I have three young adults. Thanks be to God, they're all working.
Yes.
Took a long time to get that far. Yeah. And mine are all women. Mine are all daughters. But I still feel that the workplace, once you get out into the working world, it's got to be merit, or it's just too discouraging. Too discouraging when you see somebody else getting ahead. You put in the hours. You worked the overtime. You went beyond what you thought you had to do, and somebody else gets the raise for one of these bean-counting reasons.
Exactly. Well, to me, that is one of the biggest robberies that's happening in America today, and that is the dreams of young people. And this is what scares me about Bernie Sanders, Betsy, frankly, is that he is a dream stealer, but these kids do not understand it. They're willing to sell their souls for, you know, a free supposed, you know, college tuition or free health care or free whatever. But at some point, guess what? We're going to run out of money and they're going to have to pitch in. And what have they got to pitch in?
Right. And weren't you, let me just, Bernie Sanders clearly is a dream killer, but also weren't you really shocked when you watched the Republican debate last Saturday night and all of those candidates up there just rolled over on the idea of drafting women?
Yes, exactly. I couldn't believe that. I mean, what are they thinking?
Jeb Bush? Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to deprive women of that opportunity. Anybody who wants to sign up for the military can, but whatever happened to the differences between men and women?
Well, and this is the problem. You know, you have soldiers there on the battlefield, and they'll tell you what the bottom line is. And,
Their lives are going to be in danger because the woman fighting with them can't pull herself up on a rope.
Yeah, and why is that a problem, Betsy, to admit the anatomical reality and the strength of the two sexes being so differential that we need to consider that when we come to combat? What is the problem
with
this?
And it's not just combat. I've seen it in fire departments
lowering
their standards to get women into the fire department, and the terrible result is that lives are going to be lost. If I call 911, I hope they don't. Sure, hope they don't send that 5'2" female firefighter to carry me down the ladder.
Well, yeah, that's the and this is all the issue. But but for the sake of women's lib and this independent thinking, again, we operate in the realm of the theoretical when there's clear empirical evidence that says there's no way that should be considered. But in the face of that, we'll continue to operate in theory until, people lose their lives and they're subjected to the results of that decision.
Well, and the Marine Corps has already reported that in its efforts to integrate these special forces within their corps, they found that women could not pass the test.
Exactly.
And that they had to lower the standards.
Yeah, and what does that do? I mean, right there, I mean, with me being a former Marine, let me tell you, Betsy, that's like chalk getting a chalkboard in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And I just say, how can you resist that kind of evidence? But, typical of our culture today, we're going to force fit a round peg in a square hole, and at what expense?
Right, at the expense of many, many lives.
Exactly.
How foolish.
Well,
and other countries that have tried it, by the way, have backed off. They've walked away from that because they found that it just didn't work.
Well, as you state in your article, race and gender discrimination is already against the law as it should be, but seniority, education, and merit often explain salary differences.
That's right. And to tell employers they can't take into account one employee's higher education or excellent performance or years on the job, and instead everything has to be apportioned according to these very superficial definitions of diversity.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is about it, which galls me as well, is that when the government comes in and then goes and goes after the employer and gives them a big hefty fine, that money doesn't go to the injured party. It just goes to the government, all in the name of that injured party. So it's
right.
This is an absolute perfect breeding ground for, their complete insanity once again. And the American people got to see it for what it is and take a stand against it, because it really doesn't answer the problem, does it?
Yeah, it does not answer the problem, not at all. And it also burdens us with the most superficial definition of diversity.
Mm.
What about diversity of talents? What about diversity of viewpoints?
Oh, no, you can't, you can only have as much diversity that fits into their agenda. That's what they mean by that,
right,
Betsy. We're not talking about total diversity. We're not talking about, real freedom of speech here, are we?
No, and, I see it as I've been recently examining up close, because of several lawsuits that were filed, the application process at Harvard, for example, where they discriminate so severely against Asians. Asian applicants whose families have worked so hard to ensure that they excel at school, that they have musical talents, that they are hardworking, honest kids, they have to get scores on those SATs 100 points or more higher than white kids. They're only competing with other Asians. Harvard has imposed a quota on Asian kids.
Yeah, wow. Well, this whole idea of liberal diversity really smacks in the face, especially when you consider the reality of the Obama White House. On average, women are earning 84 cents for every dollar compared to the male staffers. If that isn't hypocrisy, I don't know what is, Betsy.
Right. Well, if Hillary Clinton gets elected, he may insist that she get a lower salary than he got.
Well, go figure. Why not? Betsy McCoy, chairman of the Committee to Reduce Infection Desk, senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research. Betsy, always good to have you with us.
February. will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where has he gone?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find.
Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 19th. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Got to get you into my life.
What can I do? What can I be when I'm with you? I want to stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there.
Well, Scott, I know you put some Beatles music on just to remind us that it was February the 9th in 1964, well before you were born, by the way. It was the Beatles invading America, coming on the Ed Sullivan Show. I mean, what hysteria. You got girls screaming. Nothing like we've seen before. And, of course, some of the more mature women said, hey, we did this over Frank Sinatra, so what's the big whoop? But they were absolutely going crazy. They were it was unbelievable. You had all these young girls fainting there in the Ed Sullivan Theater. Terrific. But what a show. And America was never the same ever since. The Fab Four invaded America, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. And just saying those names, you can hear the screams, you know, echoing in the background. With us right now, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Bruce Hoskonecht. He's an attorney who serves as Focus on the Family's judicial analyst. He's responsible for research and analysis of legal and judicial issues related to Christians and the institution of family, including First Amendment and freedom of religion, free speech issues, judicial activism, marriage, homosexuality, and pro-life matters. Bruce, you just don't have enough on your plate to deal with. I think we got to add a couple more things there. We're going to talk to Jim Daly.
You're just not working hard enough.
Well, we can talk about the Beatles invasion if you want.
Yeah, wasn't that? I mean, you know, you think about it, you hear the Beatles music, you remember, wow, it was 1960, February 9th. Our good buddy and historian, Bruce Kaufman, sent me a note on that, and I just, oh gosh, you know, you got to remember the Beatles. I mean, how could you forget them? The impact that they had, right?
Well, you know, Sunday night, that's what family did. We gathered mm-hmm. around the TV and we watched Ed Sullivan, and I watched all of that screaming, the screaming women. I was all of 9 years old at the time, I think, and so it was new to me.
Yeah, we were all singing the songs, getting long hair, and getting a guitar, and trying to act like the Fab Four, right? Wasn't that the deal? So anyway, hey, I'm glad you're on because I want to talk to you about a surprising survey from PRRI, RNS survey, which states that nearly three quarters, 73% of the public believe that public school coaches should be allowed to lead their players in Christian prayer. Now, you would think just the opposite with all the hoopla and the pressure coming down on coaches this year and the last couple of years. You know, how dare you, you know, pray before a game and be out there. And you know, I think a couple of coaches have lost their jobs. You know, but the public, the majority of the public says, hey, look, it's no harm, no foul. And why is this a problem?
You know, it is really surprising and actually gratifying to see that the vast majority of the American public does not buy into the aggressive type of atheism that's going around, where every time a school prayer gets revealed, there's an atheist group writing a demand letter, threatening a lawsuit, and a school knuckles under and says, okay, we can't have any more prayer. Coaches, you can't pray with your team. You can't pray near them. You can't bow your head. Mm-hmm. The American people are not buying it, and I think long term that's good for the country.
Well, but the country needs to stand up. It can't just sit there and shrug. Particularly, you know, Christians, being the salt and light that the world is demanding, even demanding here recently, according to a Gallup poll. You know, the people are saying, "Hey, where's the Christians? You know, we've lost our moral compass. Where are they?" Well, you kicked them to the curb a long time ago, and you want them out of the game. Now, all of a sudden, you're calling them in and say, hey, come on, we need you back here, you know?
Yeah. And the Supreme Court has helped kick Christians to the curb because they've turned the First Amendment on its head, mm-hmm. where, you know, it used to be where the government was supposed to be neutral towards religion. And now it's basically if a school hears any peep from anyone that's religious in nature, they assume naturally that they have to silence that. Instead of remaining neutral, they become hostile.
Exactly.
To religion, which is a problem. It's a constitutional problem.
Well, and Bruce, I'm an empiricist. I say, give me the facts. Let me look at what's going on here. And you look at the trajectory of our culture, and you say, okay, what happened? You know, what has been going on? And we know since the turn of the century, progressives took over our public education system. And so that's been a problem. And even about 50 years before that, you had the Origin of Species. And I say and maintain that Darwin had a bigger impact, even though when it first came on, you know, people kind of, poo-pooed, it's just a theory, no big deal. But it seemed to give place to people that, didn't want God in the marketplace, didn't want God anywhere, because if I have God in front of me, that means I can't do as I darn well please.
That's exactly right, and that's why we have, you know, comedians essentially driving the conversation, you know, and they ridicule Christians every chance they get, humiliate them, embarrass them every time there's a public display of religion, and it all works culturally to keep Christians in the closet, and they only come out when they're asked confidentially, what's your opinion about coaches praying with their team? Mm. It's amazing to me. Mm. So you're right. We have to get these people to realize there's good strength in numbers. Let's change some things. Let's turn this country around.
And look what's happening here. I mean, you and I were talking about this in the break in terms of, you know, one Tim Tebow. Tim, I'm sure, is looking at what's happening with Johnny Manziel. And a lot of people are, I mean, we see this young kid. I mean, and my heart went out to his father, who said, my kid is a mess. He needs help. And, you know, here's this kid that could probably plead affluenza.
you know, like which seems to be the popular deal. He's had so much going for him, and Tim Tebow going, hey, look at, I'd be happy to almost hand out towels to be on an NFL team, but because God forbid, you know, he acknowledges Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, it doesn't matter. But we know that there's a lot of Christians in the NFL ranks. I mean, you see them taking a knee on both sides of the team after a game. You know, you see that repeatedly. And, you know, as I told you, if I was a quarterback and I saw 350 pounds of humanity coming at me, I think my first words might be something like, oh, God.
It's true. And you know, the TV cameras won't show it except accidentally, but after every NFL game at the 50-yard line, mm-hmm. the Christians on both teams gather at the center of the field, and they take a knee and they pray. And you, right. you can watch all, you know, the post game interviews. You'll miss all of that, but it happens at every game.
Yeah, and I got to imagine, you know, that even some of the execs, you know, winced when Peyton Manning made reference to the man upstairs. I know he said that rather colloquially, but it's the man upstairs, and you know, and Bud Light. You know, so, you know, I couldn't help but think of Nebuchadnezzar, you know, when Peyton made that statement, I'm going, okay, good for you. You acknowledged that there is a higher power that has blessed you with the giftings and talents that you've enjoyed in your career.
Right. Yeah. And Peyton's faith is fairly quiet, but when he does come out and talk about it, you can tell he comes from a strong faith background, and as his family does. And, mm-hmm. It's very interesting to see people like Russell Wilson, who's also a Christian
exactly.
quarterback
mm-hmm.
for the Seahawks, give credit to Peyton's character and his example
right.
the day after the Super Bowl. And there are many such Christians in the NFL and other sports, and they appreciate the gifts that God's given them, and they mm-hmm. are willing to say it out loud.
And Russell Wilson, by the way, was prompted, he says, to write Peyton a personal letter, you know, thanking him for his contribution to the NFL and what a model he has been for him and for others. You know, very touching. So no doubt, I mean, Peyton Manning, one of the class acts, and here it is. You know, these are the kind of young men that are coming up and being, you know, tutored by coaches that do not have a problem, you know, bending a knee and acknowledging God. And I guess that's a problem for too many people, or maybe a small minority is what we're finding out.
Right. Well, we have to get some Supreme Court justices that will start looking at the First Amendment the way the founders intended. Then we might chart a new course after that.
Well, and people need to understand, particularly Christians, that you've got almost 3/4 of the people on your side saying, hooray, you know, this is not a problem. So you don't need to, you know, tuck tail and lower your head. You can hold it high. Because he is the lifter of our heads. Bruce Hoskinot on Bill Martinez. Thanks, Bruce.
Bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to aarp.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here live. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me an email, love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and overall good guy, and law professor, too, which is all a good thing for us because he helps us understand what is happening even in the legal field as well. James, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
It's really great to be with you, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm on the East Coast, in the lower part of the East Coast, back in Florida, so get a little bit of sun. So that's
very nice.
Staying away from the real cold places, you know what I mean?
Stay away from New Hampshire.
Oh, my. Yeah,
crowded,
can you believe them?
And it's cold.
Oh, yes, exactly. Well, I was dealing with Tennessee last week, and there was a couple of snaps there that was getting my attention. You know, when you're from Southern California and you're used to, you know, mid-60 type weather, and you go there and it says good morning to you at 31 degrees, you kind of stand up and
You've become a weather wimp.
That's totally what
happens when you live in a warm climate. I grew up in Chicago. I was used to the weather.
Yes,
I layered up my clothes in the winter. I have difficulty with that now.
Yeah, exactly. But, so welcome to the club. Huh? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Bernie Sanders getting a lot of attention here, and you know that he's turned the corner when SNL is saying, "Hey, come on, Bernie."
Yeah, not only come on, it was almost like the Saturday Night Live, the last version over the weekend, was an entire Bernie Sanders infomercial in a way, because Larry David was the host, and now we've come to know that Larry David is really Bernie Sanders' secret twin brother. Because
Don't they look alike?
I mean, he doesn't even have to do anything to impersonate him.
Yeah.
His character on Curb Your Enthusiasm, his characters that he played on Seinfeld, he played George Steinbrenner, you didn't see him, but it was the same voice, the same accent. And so this show, by the way, they had two main bits. The first one was a fake promo for a supposed HBO show that was called Burn Your Enthusiasm, spelled B-E-R-N,
right.
Takeoff on Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm,
right.
And it showed Larry Sanders portraying Bernie Sanders, I'm sorry, Larry David mm-hmm. portraying Bernie Sanders, and the ultimate central part of the sketch was the character refused to shake the hand of a woman who had coughed into her hand. This is classic Larry yes. David character stuff. It was hilarious, but it already you're saying, hey, they're making fun of Bernie Sanders, but it was in good fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes this scene where both Larry David and Bernie Sanders appeared, a takeoff on the movie Titanic, sinking ship. Larry David portrays a crew member who's upset that women and children get in the lifeboats first. He wants to get in first. That's a Larry David. And he says, look, I'm really wealthy. I'm from a wealthy family. I should get in first. To which then the real Bernie Sanders shows up dressed as Leo DiCaprio in Titanic and says, this 1% is always trying to get privilege. Enough is enough. You know,
it was perfect.
Like, it was just unbelievable. And then, of course, there's a conversation about socialism. Larry David says, it sounds like you're preaching socialism. And then Bernie's talking about democratic socialism. They were actually poking fun at Bernie's political philosophy. And so at the end, on the weekend before the New Hampshire primary, Bernie Sanders goes on and does something with such ease that Hillary tried to do, and that is that he shows himself to be likable. Do you know that in the Iowa caucuses, Bernie Sanders, when you look at age 17 to 29, Bernie Sanders got 84% of the vote. 84. He
wow.
bested Obama, who was 46 at the time. Bernie Sanders, a 74-year-old, has won over the millennials, just totally. And now, you know, nationally there are polls showing Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton neck and neck. And what SNL really revealed is that you can't fake authenticity and genuineness. Bernie Sanders is a guy who I disagree with on every issue. But if I look at him through the eyes of millennials, what they see is a guy who's not really a normal politician, who speaks directly into the camera without scripting, is the antithesis of Hillary Clinton, much like Donald Trump is the antithesis of, say, Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio.
Exactly.
And so what's happened is, I think, you know, it's funny, when they do polls for young people, they really don't agree with Bernie Sanders. Young people, if any philosophy fits 17 to 29-year-olds in this country, it's libertarianism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they believe in. And
right.
to the point, you know, we don't want to get into the social issues. If somebody does something and it doesn't affect me, it's their business. It's this. And libertarianism, that's why the same people that supported Ron Paul, the same young people, are going to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, but they couldn't transition to his son, Rand. And which was interesting. It's just, I guess, you know, Bernie has that component. And Rand Paul doesn't, right?
And
at 73, 74 years old, right?
Yeah, no one would have thought that he has an it component. But I think we live in a period where the anti-politician
exactly.
is going to rule. And that's why, for example, that last New Hampshire debate where Marco Rubio repeated the same thing over and over again, it sounded scripted, and Chris Christie pointed it out. That's exactly what young people are just rebelling against.
I couldn't believe that Rubio stuck on that. I mean, it was like, you're just killing yourself, buddy. Put the, you know, as they say, when you're digging a hole, you know, put the shovel down, you know, but he kept digging that hole. That was the hole for you to dig, right?
Yeah, he was in a kind of a panic state, in my opinion, and he wasn't listening carefully to what was being said to him. And what he was saying was actually legit, and that
yes.
is the idea that that Barack Obama's not incompetent, that what he's doing is calculated, and that he's fulfilling exactly what he promised to transform America. but transform it into something that I don't like and something that obviously Rubio doesn't like. But the fact that he used the same exact words over and over again was bad. Now, but the polls are all over the place. But one thing that they have in common is they show Trump with this commanding lead. He's around 30% or more. And then lumped together within 4 or 5 points of each other are Bush, Cruz, Kasich, and Rubio. Mm. Way down there, you know, around anywhere between 11, 12, 14 points. So nobody knows exactly who's going to come in second. And that seems to be the big race. You know, if Bush comes in second, he's going to claim he's the comeback kid.
Exactly.
If Rubio comes in second, he's the momentum kid. If Kasich comes in second, he's the compassionate kid. And if Cruz doesn't come in second, the media is going to blast him and say he lost his momentum.
Exactly.
Which is likely, actually. And so this is going to be, you know, an interesting dynamic. But Trump, who leads in the next primary in South Carolina, leads in Nevada, he's going to now have the ability to say he's the inevitable front runner once again and recover from Iowa.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is with Rubio, with that debate performance, I think he could hope to get in third. I don't think there's any chance for him to get second unless I've totally missed something. Because, you know, to your point here, Bernie Sanders is to the anti-establishment group as Trump is to the Republican Party. And it's like both bookends are anti-establishment. And so, you know, there you go. You've got Hillary hanging on, and this is in spite of an FBI investigation that they now said is, in fact, official. They are investigating her, where before they were saying, you know, they didn't want to admit to that, James. And now, you know, it's like, hey, we want her inner circle. We got Huma Abedin. We got, you know, Cheryl Mills and company all coming in front of the FBI. You know, they've got some splaining to do.
Yeah. I mean, at any given moment, either an indictment comes down or the FBI leaks out their report. In either case, it creates just a huge problem for the Democrat establishment. And meanwhile, Hillary must think it's deja vu, as Yogi Berra famously said, all over again, because it's like she never thought that Bernie Sanders would be competitive, and now he's going to beat her. He's
exactly.
going to beat her in New Hampshire. It's just, it may be, and it may change the calculus in the race.
Well, how much political capital does the president have to expend on the FBI and CIA to back them off? Because I'm not sure Loretta Lynch is going to be enough.
No, I don't think he can, because there's too many people that precede him that have been with the FBI before he was there, and there's a lot of wonderful, professional, idealistic people in that organization, and they have friends in the press. They can easily leak the report. The only thing that, I mean, the president and Loretta Lynch can stop the indictment. They can stop a formal indictment. But, you know, there's these people who are Hillary robots. If she was campaigning in an orange jumpsuit, they would still support her.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
They would support
That's
her
scary.
Even if she was indicted. But because Bernie Sanders become competitive, it's a whole new ball game.
Unbelievable. Well, he gets an SNL boost, and you know, there's still a question. I wonder how they get away with equal time, you know, not having to honor that, James. But that's another conversation for another
parody.
Time. Parody. Yeah, that's it. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.